What does it mean to praise? What does it mean for all creation to praise the Lord? I can understand us praising God. I can understand angels praising God. But what about the sun and the moon and the stars? What about the earth and the ocean deeps and hail and snow and frost? What about the stormy wind? What about the mountains and hills, the fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and cattle and bugs and birds and puppy dogs and pussycats? People praising the Lord? Yes, I understand. Angels praising the Lord? Yes, I understand. But what about all these created things, these inanimate objects, these forces of nature, these animals? How do they praise God? What is the meaning of praise? The root word in Hebrew for praise is halal. It's an easy one. Halal. It's the only new word you're going to learn today. Halal. Say that with me. Halal. Halal. It's the root word. And it means shining, flash of light. It means a brilliant spark of light. It means to highlight or point out or show or display. If you think about a camera taking a flash, that's a halal moment where a flash of light illuminates whatever it is you're taking a picture of. The root word for the Hebrew word for praise is halal, which tells you something about the meaning of the word. Praise is to show forth, proclaim, point out, illustrate, express, enlighten. I like especially the word highlight. The idea of highlighting something for others to see it, highlighting something for you to see it, to recognize it later. To praise means to express highlighting joy for, to point out, for recognition. When I was training my dog Dorcas, you don't ever really train a basset, but you can try. And when I had taken her to obedience school, and she still never learned how to obey, when I took her to obedience school, they said, okay, now after she does something right, you're supposed to praise her. That sounds strange to a preacher to say that, but you go, good girl, and you give her a treat. Good girl, here's a treat. For sitting down or rolling over or playing dead or just behaving. And that's praising the dog. That's not what you're doing for God, all right? Oh, you're a good God because you did this, that, or, well, yes and no. You praise God not because of, not so much because of what God has done, but for who God is. You praise God for God's very nature, who God is. And because of God's very nature and because of our nature, we then recognize who God is by what God has done. God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is our sustainer. God created the entire universe. God came into the universe to be with us in Jesus of Nazareth. And God is still with us here today, undergirding and holding up our lives. So we recognize all those elements of God's nature in praising and worshiping God. But what about animals, and what about the earth? And when it says fruit trees and all cedars, mountains and hills, the sun, the moon, and the stars, how can they all praise God? I think fundamentally by the very nature of what they show us. When you take a look at the universe, you discover that it is intelligible. It can be understood. That it was created for a purpose. That it has structure in it that can be interpreted and predicted. It follows various laws. And all of these things about the creation can be determined, can be seen, can be understood and deduced from the very creation story in Genesis chapter 1, where it tells us that God created in order and structure, step by step, creating order, structure, meaning, and purpose in creation. And you can see that by just looking at creation. So the sun, the moon, and the stars, by their very nature obeying the natural laws of the universe, they point to and give praise to the glory of God. A great word in English for glory and praise is brilliance. And we say that often about someone who has written a beautiful hymn or a wonderful book or painted a glorious painting or is incredibly intelligent, has come up with a wonderful theory. We say they are brilliant. We point out, we can see in the creation of the universe God's brilliance in this beautiful, intelligent design that is there. So there's a way, that's one way, in which the created universe praises God by its very nature reflecting God's brilliance. There's another way. There's a way in which animals praise God, and there's a way in which we praise God. And it's more so than just what we say. It's by what we do, how we live. The story of the Garden of Eden and of the fall tells us that we were created good. Each and every one of us, without exception, is created good. But with that fault of sin, the desire to do our own thing and not God's thing. And we praise God when our lives are in accordance with God's will for us. And we do what God has intended for us to do. In other words, when we behave according to our factory specifications, as we came off God's assembly line, we are giving praise to God. And that means loving others, reaching out to help others, accepting others, helping others, loving others, reaching to give a cup of water or a shirt or money or whatever someone needs, truly needs. Reaching out to others is an expression of praise for God because we are doing what we were created to do, which is to be God's representative in this world. That's the whole message and whole essence of the image of God in Genesis, the imago Dei. We are called to be God's representative in this world. And there's very few things worse in the nature of sin than the marring and corrupting of that very essence of being representative of God in this world. And God's love for this world, which is made known to us in the incarnation and birth of Jesus, in his life, his teachings, his death, and his resurrection, the love of God we are called to express to others when we mar it with our failure to be the children, loving children of God. When we mar it with our failure, with our sins, we damage those factory specs. But by God's grace, God's love, God's presence within us, we can overcome those marrings of the factory specs and live as God calls us to live and as God empowers us to live. So the universe praises God by its very nature because it shows us a great deal about God. Animals praise God when they give love to us, when they serve their purpose in creation. And we praise God when we love each other, when we reach out to others with grace and peace and acceptance, when we speak the good news, and when we live the good news, giving to others as we have received. As we come to the close of an old year, there's a tradition I picked up many years ago. Throughout the year, and I've done this with my congregations for years now, throughout the year, I like to say, we made it through whatever year we're in. It's 2007, and back at the very beginning of this year, I said, We made it through 2007. And as I went through this year, I was confronted with reasons to think that I wasn't going to make it. It wasn't easy. It was a tough year. And yet, when I face the toughness, and when it becomes hard to praise, and I'm going to tell you, in the difficult times, it is hard to praise, I'm reminded of what we hear in Hebrews today. Because Jesus himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. That's in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Hear it again. Because Jesus himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. When it becomes difficult to praise, when things are going haywire, when you're suffering, when you're hurting inside, when you're feeling lonely and dark, when you don't feel the presence of God, it's hard to praise, both with words and actions. And it's in those very moments that God draws us closer through Jesus Christ, who suffered on our behalf, who lived this life, became one of us on our behalf, who taught us because we needed to be taught, and who died for us because we need him in order to face death. My friends, this sometimes life is hard, and this year was a tough year for many. It was hard to say we made it through 2007 when it didn't feel like we were going to make it. But this is the last Sunday of the year. And so we can look back over the past 51, 52 weeks, and we can say, we made it through 2007 because we did. Either here or in glory with God. So I want you to say that with me. We made it through 2007. Say it with me. Oh, you didn't even sound like you believed it. We made it through 2007. We're going to have to get together with this. We made it through 2007. Now comes the hard part. See, looking back is easy. It was a hard year. Yeah, I'm sorry, it was a crappy year, friends. But we're through it. Now comes the hard part, because this is where faith is demanded. We got another year ahead. 2008. Now I'm going to have to... I just got used to putting 2007 on my checks. Now I got to switch to 8. Now comes the hard part. Let's profess together in faith that we made it through 2008. Let's say that together. We made it through 2008. Wow. That's an affirmation of faith. And it's an affirmation of praise. Because we know no matter what we face in 2008, no matter what we go through in the coming year, no matter what faces us, we know that we don't go through it alone. We go through it with God. We go through it with Jesus Christ our Lord. We go through it with He who faced tremendous suffering, and therefore He shares our suffering in this life. We made it through 2008. It's an affirmation of faith. Commit this year to God and move forward. And give praise to God, pointing out and showing God's glory to others in your words and in your deeds. And move into the next year, sure that even when you don't feel Him, Jesus is there. Even when it feels the darkest, God is really present. And praise God anyway. That word halal in Hebrew, meaning brightness, flash of light, that's the root word for the Hebrew word for praise. I said that before. But y'all know the Hebrew word for praise. Every one of you knows the Hebrew word for praise. Because you've said it in hymns, you've said it in prayers, you've said it in liturgies, and you know the Hebrew word for praise. It's hallelujah. we faced 2007, and we will face 2008 with hallelujah on our lips. Amen. Amen. And that's the offering prayer. Go.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.